Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
The brilliant T-Rex and 20th Century Boy there. I'm playing that because we had Rhiann Evans on yesterday's Home Run doing her film review, and she was talking about Moulin Rouge, and it reminded me of that song, which is absolutely brilliant. The film is ace too. I am so happy to have a super full studio of rockers in here today. We've got DC AC with us, and it's a little bit emotional, isn't it, Dick Rain?
Well, it's going to be. I know that. We've all got mixed feelings about it. We're all really looking forward to it. But obviously, the end is in sight now.
And, yeah.
And I think, well, Paul probably is better to talk about it than I am.
Go on then, Paul, because the last time I spoke to you, you just announced that it was going to be your final gig.
Yeah.
And so you've been prepping for it now. It's almost here, June the 2nd. You're going to be in the Villa Royal Hall, the whole thing. How are you feeling about it?
Strangely enough, this time, nervous. I think it's because we all want this one to be the best show we ever put on, the one that sort of highlights everything for us. It is going to be emotional. I can see that happening straight away. But we're just going to go out. We've been rehearsing. We're going to go out and we're just going to give it Dixie, and we're just going to make sure that, you know, everyone that comes gets a great night, and they won't forget it. I can guarantee you that.
I bet they won't. Adrian Bruce, can you actually tell us anything about what's going to be happening? Any little teasers?
There's a lot of songs. It's a larger set than we've ever done. We've got more pyro, more explosions than there's ever been before. All imported. So, I mean, we have got a lot of stuff going off. That'll be good. And yeah. The last one.
It's an odd
feeling. Like I'm quite excited about it, and Paul's quite nervous, but it's just it's like a thank you. It's a big thank you to everybody. You know what I mean? We're just gonna have the best time, I think. I think it'll be friends and family there.
Yeah.
I'm just really looking forward to it, actually.
Well, if you needed any proof about how well loved you are, it was the day you released tickets. And Paul, just tell me what it was like.
There was just a strange sort of thing. I just never expected that to happen. You know, we got down to the sea terminal to set up. I was there for probably 8 o'clock or just after that, and there was people queuing before that for tickets, and it's like, what? that kind of sort of blew me away a bit. But as we got set up and the rest of the boys came down, and the queue was going out the door, and it's like, good grief, you know, that is we don't see that side of it at all. So that was really, really sort of special for all of us. And it was just great because people can get photographs, and we give some merch away, and it was just a nice atmosphere, and it just worked so well.
I was more nervous about doing that than playing a gig, because, you know, you put that thing on expecting people to come, and you know, we could have been there on our own.
Yeah. Twiddling our thumbs at half in the morning.
So I brought the Uno with us, the pack of Uno, just in case.
What would be even worse?
But we didn't need it.
Even worse would be I'd be stood in my shorts.
It's just people looking at you like,
no one there. Like, yeah. But it didn't turn out that way at all. It turned out fantastic.
No. Do you know how many you sold on that first morning?
I think it was about
400
it was,
something.
It was about 450, 500 on the day. And over the weekend, we sold nearly 700 up to the Monday.
It's mad. And the Welcome Centre worked their butts off for the weekend. They were so good. And Orling from Cost as well, because we took over the whole space.
Yeah.
And honestly, the Welcome Centre were being brilliant. I just wanted to say that because they were so good.
Yeah. And the brilliant thing about it as well is that it happening in TT means that you get a lot of visitors, don't you, JJ? Peacock, come forward. You get a lot of visitors coming to your gigs as well. And so there were people who've been coming probably year on year during TT to see you, and they'll all get to see you again.
Well, you say your gigs, it's my first one.
Oh, of course. Oh my goodness.
No pressure, Johnny.
No pressure, no.
Final gig and you're on drums.
That's a shock.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say it'd be an experience for me because I've never been that side with these boys. I saw it, I've seen it a couple of times. So I know what to expect as an audience member, but as playing on the stage, it's going to be a different atmosphere completely. And we did a gig in Quids a few weeks back, and if it was anything like that atmosphere, it was going to be amazing. So,
yeah. And have they got some of your favourite songs in there on the set list?
I suggested a few, but they never made the list.
Oh, no.
But no.
Cut
them out. But they're all great songs that we're doing. So yeah. I mean, and if anyone turns around to me and says, oh, AC/DC is easy to play, can they please go and hide in a cupboard for the rest of their lives? Because it's not.
Surely nobody would say that.
It's not. It's very hard.
To do... a kind of version of it, but to do it properly, it's not easy at all. Yeah. It's to get it right.
I didn't realise what I was letting myself in for until I started rehearsing with them. I thought, yeah, it'll be a breeze. No.
with Johnny arriving as well, it's really made us really go back over all the songs again and have to kind of not relearn them, but really pay attention to what things that we'd done over the years that maybe slipped and we got used to hearing. And of course, to Johnny's side of things, it didn't make any sense at all. So we've kind of had to re-listen to stuff and relearn stuff ourselves. And it's just allowed us to kind of focus a lot more on it as well.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have something live here. We're going to have another chat as well in just a moment. But a little bit of a break from AC/DC now, because we're going to play a song for you, Aidy. You've asked for a particular song. What have you asked for and why?
I love listening to the Eagles, and Take It Easy is just a fantastic chilled summer song.
Isn't it perfect on a day like today? Yeah. So turn your radios up loud and do not go anywhere, because we're going to chat more with DCAC after this. I mean, that is a fabulous tune. Thanks for choosing that, Aid. Really appreciate it. That is The Eagles and Take It Easy, a choice of my studio guests, DCAC, who are going to be playing live in the studio for us shortly. I'm not nervous. You're nervous. It'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. They've got amplifiers and guitar. It'll
what
be all right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing, Dick Ray. Nothing's going to go wrong. We haven't quite finished talking about this Final Stand gig, though, because you have got some pretty special things on the go, haven't you, this year?
Yeah, we've got together with the Motor Isle Bar, which is the new one that opened a few weeks ago, and they've agreed to put on a fan zone for us, in capital letters, fan zone, which is unheard of. And this is on the day of the gig, so on the Tuesday the 2nd, all day long. They'll be playing classic rock music, a lot of AC/DC, of course, and they've all got our T-shirts to wear for the bar staff. We've got loads of stuff to put in there. And
are you all going to be down there being the rock stars?
I don't know. We haven't decided on
that yet.
You're
going to be setting up, probably, aren't you? Yeah.
But they're also serving AC/DC, well, DCAC beer, which is...
Yes, tell me about this beer.
This is this is our second DCAC brew. We did one last year.
We did.
And when we were doing the final one, Ken Collister in Laxey, who's... he's one of the main people at the Laxey Institute, and he has a brewery in his garage.
As you do.
Brew shed. And when I tasted his lager, I couldn't believe how nice it was.
genuinely, it's lovely.
So did you have a hand in the flavours of this DCAC one then, and the previous one?
We just left it to him.
Does it taste like rock?
Yeah. All bits in it.
Shame and regret.
Sweat, shame, regret, and a bit of fire thrown in. It's spicy. It's a spicy little drink. So that's going to be available, is it, on the day?
Yeah, they're stocking it for the day, and so it'll be available. I don't know how much it is, but
this is so exciting.
Nice touch.
I mean, hey, this is kind of cool, is it? Because it really does just show how big you have become over the years.
Just when he said that, this is our second brew we're doing now. It's like some kind of franchise we're working on. Do you know what I mean? We're licensing out the logo that isn't ours, by the way. Sorry.
Well, speaking of that, I should say, mentioned at the top of the show, you're all wearing different T-shirts, okay? Yeah. So, Dick, tell us a bit about the T-shirt that you're wearing.
Well, I can't remember the exact year of this, but it was on Docker's 40th birthday, I think.
80 years ago.
It says the 1st of March on it.
Yeah.
Saturday the 1st of March.
2008.
It's a bit of a vintage one.
That's cool. And we won't be able to hear Dockers on the microphone there, but just describe Dockers T-shirt for us.
Dockers T-shirt. He's got the 2024 vintage.
The high voltage. The high voltage one.
I've got Let There Be Rock 2025.
Yeah.
Johnny has got the t-shirt from this gig, The Final Stand.
And will you be able to get those at the gig? Yeah.
We've got a couple of retro ones left, or it's pretty much all the...
It's almost all the new ones. That's all that we've got now. Yeah. But they'll be available at the merch stand with our... the normal big logo that we've got.
And the Welcome Centre, when we did the release for the tickets, we pretty much gave away all of our retro t-shirts. Aww. Everything, mugs, t-shirts, pics. It was just so nice.
There's not many tribute bands over here that have their own merchandise crazy, in that respect. It?
The beer was really another step.
Well,
taking over Motor Al for the day, that was really appreciated. Yeah. You know, Adrian Christian, who runs the place, has been very kind, and Emma, that also works in there, she's, you know, coordinating with Dick to get everything happening on the day. So we're just really grateful to that. And it's just when people come into Douglas, it just, every time we come down to walk down at the town to go to the gig, there's always, like, you know, the pubs like Sam Webb's or Quid's and others, and it's great. And just to have the Motor Isle, it's a branded pub for the day, a kind of DCAC branded pub for the day.
That's so cool.
We just thought it was a really cool thing to do.
I mean, why not? We should rename the Isle of Man in some way, shouldn't we? Just for the day, why not?
Dockers Isle.
The Dockers Isle. So it is, obviously, it's June the 2nd, isn't it? Let's make sure I've got that right.
Yeah, Tuesday, June the 2nd.
I did think it was sold out, but there's a few tickets left. So if you're very, very lucky, get there quickly. Yeah. Get your tickets as quickly as you can, because honestly, this is going to go now that the visitors are all coming over.
A lot of people walk in. We find a lot of the sales, a lot of people walk in who are visitors who come over, and they walk into the villa during the week, during TT week or practice week. And a lot of the tickets just go then.
Yeah.
So there's not many left. So they're going to go.
Get on it. Well, listen, we're going to have something live shortly. So don't go away. And as I said, if you've got any questions or any memories of going to see them, I'd love to hear from you. 166 177, or email studio@manxradio.com. It's Daft Punk Around the World here on Manx Radio. I am so excited. I've got DCAC live in the studio, and they're going to do something they've never done before. Age, you've not done this before, have you?
Never done it before. But 3:30 today was the first time we did it.
It'll be okay, won't it?
Completely underproduced.
That's the way we like it. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my phone out, because I'm not sure that our studio cameras will quite manage to get the breadth of what is going on in this studio. I'm not being rude. It's just there's a lot of people in here. So I'm going to try and get my camera out and film this for you all, and hopefully put it on the Facebook afterwards. Let's see if that's recording. Do you know what, Kev? You're a little bit in the way of the camera. Come that way. Stop. Okay, now you sort of, that's good. Now you're kind of in between everyone. That's it. So we just can't see JJ on the studio camera, but I am going to use my phone so that we will hopefully get all of the gingers in the room. So what are you going to play for us, Aid?
So we're going to play traditionally the first track of an AC/DC concert. Well, it used to be anyway. It's Livewire, the High Voltage album.
Amazing. Okay, right. I'm going to lift all the microphones here and it'll be absolutely fine. Go for it, guys. Take it away.
Guaranteed. I'm as cool as a body on ice, hotter than a rolling dice. Send you to heaven, I'll take you to hell. I ain't fooling, can't you tell? I'm a live wire. Yeah, I'm a live wire. I'm a live wire. loving. And if you need some man, you got the phone and the number. And I got no future plans. Oh, come on, honey, you've got nothing to lose. You've got the thirst and I've got the booze. Give you an inch, I'll take you a mile. I'm gonna make you cry. I'm a live wire. Yeah, I'm a live wire. I'm a live wire. Holy smoke and sweet desire.
I mean, that was all right, wasn't it? DCAC live in the studio. We're going to hear more from them in a few minutes. First up, this is last week's third song. This is Any Young Mechanic and Pretty Strange World. Seriously, if you knew what went on in this studio in between songs. Anyway, so I think we've got it worked out now. It's been a sort of a learning process having DCAC live in the studio, and I am loving it. Age, you're going to do the song for us now. What are you
going
to do?
We are going to do Shook Me All Night Long.
Okay. So I'm just going to say take it away because I don't really know what I'm doing, but you know what you're doing, so it's absolutely fine.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Crack on, guys.
2, 3, 4.
Fast machine, she kept the motor clean. Was the best damn woman that I ever seen. Had the side by side telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs. Taking more of a share, had me fighting for air. She told me to come, but I was already there. Cause the walls start shaking, the earth was quaking. My mind
shaking. We were making it. You shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Working double time on the seduction line. She was one of a kind. She's just mine, all mine. Won't know the applause and just another cause. Made a meal out of me, then come back for more. Had to cool me down to take another round. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing. Cause the walls start shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching. We were making it. Shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Knocked me out, I said you shook me all night long. Every second and you shook me all night long. Way you shook me. Away you took me.
Was epic. Fingers crossed my kind of ramshackle camera setup over there has actually captured that, because that was amazing. DCAC live in the studio. We'll have more from them in the next hour. They're going to play one more song for us, taking us up to 6 o'clock, though. Here's a bit of Blur for you. You can listen to all of the excitement from the Balown circuit, but stay here, because we've got DCAC live in the studio ahead of their final gig. They are going to play another song for us now. This is a stripped back to an extent, but there are some amps in the studio as well. So we have got electric guitars on the go here. They're going to play one more song for us, and then we'll chat a tiny bit more with them. Aid, what are you going to play for us as your final song today?
Last one tonight is got to be Highway to Hell.
Oh, what a number indeed. It's an absolute privilege having you guys here. No pyro. Just got three fiery redheads in the studio, though.
Ready for me.
There's your pyro. There's your pyro.
There's a night in right there.
DZAZ on that note. Take it away.
Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride, asking nothing, leave me be. Taking everything in my stride. Don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing I would rather do. Going down, party time. My friends are gonna be there too. I'm on a highway. Stop signs, speed limit. Nobody's gonna slow me down. Like a wheel, gonna spin it. nobody's gonna mess me around. Hey Satan, paid my dues, I'm playing in a rockin' band. Hey mama, look at me, I'm on my way to the promised land. Yeah, I'm on a highway to hell, highway to hell, I'm on a highway to hell, on a highway to hell. Don't stop me.
That was DC80 live in the studio. Dick and Dockers and Aid, just come up to some microphones so we can hear you again. Aid, what's it like singing like that? Because I mean,
it's so weird. I think it's the first time I've ever really sang with just my own voice. It's a bit different. It comes out a bit twangy American country kind of thing. I don't know. It's quite nice. It's very relaxing.
Is it hard to kind of hold back like that though?
I mean, you honestly, standing in Dick's kitchen this afternoon, I was like, really wanted to like make it sound proper and make it like really shout it loud, but you have to kind of be a bit more straight. It's quite difficult to do.
Yeah.
Quite difficult to hold back.
I can imagine it is when you're used to doing it. It's like kind of like really shouty. Dick, I bet you never thought you'd actually be playing DC80 like this, did you?
Never in this world.
Oh, it sounds
fun, really.
It sounds so good, though. Really, it really does. Have you found a microphone,
Doc? Yeah, we've got one, I think.
He's got a mic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's. Are you all right down there?
I'm okay.
He's standing up.
I'm standing up.
Sorry, you can't see this, obviously.
He's on his toes.
It's like every photo I get with these guys, it's like
I'm
stood in the hole.
He's not got a chair in the studio, so he's essentially kneeling down. It's very entertaining. I do need to ask you, though, I mean, because this will probably be the last time we get you guys in the studio as DCAC, which is quite emotional, I have to say. And we're all going to miss you hugely. We really are. What are going to be some of the kind of like really big memories that you take through with you then into the future after June the 2nd?
For me, it's the guys in the band. That's the memories you want to hold on to, and that's the thing you want to take with you, and what we've achieved as a group of guys, which has just been phenomenal.
It's just been really good fun right from day one, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We've never had an argument. We've never fallen out over anything. And that's a miracle in bands these
days.
Everybody's
really chilled out. And I used to come and watch DCAC when Baz was singing.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I loved it then and wanted to be in the band. And then from 2010 I was. So it was like, I've just loved every gig. And getting to play in the Villa, you know, it's just fantastic. And being able to grow the kind of show side of it as well, it's just been brilliant. Everybody who works on the lighting and the sounds down, you know, and Brian Deal, who does the pyro and everything. It's just everybody who contributes to make it a really big thing. So,
it's a proper team effort, isn't it? Because all the guys at the Villa as well have always been 100% behind us. They've given us an enormous amount of help. And they do everything they can to make the show
You see the 2.5 hours on the night, but obviously we you know, there's production meetings with the Villa Marina and the lightning stage and the pyro, you know, maybe February, March, and we've rehearsing from February and every week we get together and we're trying to get it right and just, yeah. So there's a lot of work goes
and
into it.
And they just do what you throw at them, basically, don't they? They're like, all right.
Yeah,
then.
They're really good. They're really good, to be fair. Like, you know, no matter what we ask, they're pretty accommodating. So.
Well, Dick and Paul as well, what can we expect then from the final stand? There's last few tickets that are remaining. If you were going to say to someone, this is why you need to be there, what would you say?
Well, I mean, it's not only DCAC. We've got an awesome tribute band with us, which is Bala Sabbath, and it's the clues in the name. They're obviously Black Sabbath tribute band.
They're excellent, aren't they?
And they are excellent. I mean, phenomenal, you know. And to top it all, my daughter Kirsty is doing keys and vocals in it. So, yeah, I've got a vested interest.
They're
a brilliant band, and they're on quite early because we've got a long night ahead of us. So Bala Sabbath will be on at 7:30 till 8:30, and then DCAC around 9 o'clock or a little bit earlier if we can.
So how long is the set itself, Paul?
I think the set itself is at least two and a half hours.
Oh, my goodness.
It all depends on the night, where it takes you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a difficult one. It's 2.5 hours in rehearsal. On the night, it could be...
And then you start doing a solo, and
we're doing a bit of a walkabout.
Well, a bit of a walkabout,
you never know.
Got to keep the fans happy, haven't you? That's what it's all about.
Guys panicking now because they didn't tell us that.
They'll just pull the plug at 10. No, they won't. I'm sure they won't. Do you know what? It's been an absolute pleasure over the years having you in as well to see us. You're an absolute joy to have here. We love you, and we're really sad it's coming to an end, but it is going to be the biggest, most epic ending for, DCAC, last stand, final stand. It's going to be good, isn't it?
Thanks to you guys, Manx Radio, and you particularly as well. You've, supported us massively over the years, always giving us shout outs and stuff. And just little things like that, it just makes a huge difference to stuff on the island. So, just all the people that support us have been brilliant. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate
you guys, and it's easy to shout about great talent here on the island, so thank you for being part of it. Well, I will share the videos in the chat afterwards so that if anyone missed it, they can go back and listen again.
Nice.
Some of the videos are more successful than others. But I'll only share the good bits, it's fine. We're not going to finish with some AC/DC. I'm going to put some David Bowie on to finish things off. Here's Changes. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.